This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The Obama administration extended the deadline for people to buy health insurance on the federal exchange. People who haven't enrolled yet now have until the end of today. The 24-hour extension may seem like no big deal, but it was last minute, and some insurance companies say they were caught off guard. Marketplace's Noelle King is with me. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So how are insurers responding to this change?
Well, some of them are irritated. One extra day isn't a long time, but it is Christmas Eve, and some insurers say, you know, we plan to close our offices and our call centers. But Lizzie, there could actually be a silver lining for insurers. I talked to J.B. Silvers, who teaches at Case Western Reserve. He used to run an insurance company, and he said, look at what happened in Massachusetts.
People wait to the last minute to sign up, particularly people who are in better health but don't think they really need it. People that sign up early are the sick ones. The people that sign up later are the healthier ones. And so an extra day is not a bad idea.
So more healthy people, of course, are a win for insurers.
Yeah, and I guess they're not the only one making some last-minute changes here. The administration isn't.
No, insurance companies are, too. Now, listen, normally how it works is you pay for your insurance and then you're covered, but you've got to pay first. Now, last week, some companies that are selling plans on the federal exchange and a lot of the state exchanges said they'll take payments until January 10th for coverage that begins on New Year's Day. So you'll pay out of pocket for things like doctor's visits and then be reimbursed later. And the insurance companies say they're doing that to prevent gaps in people's coverage, given the hurdles this whole process has faced.
Noelle King, thank you very much.
Thank you.